I recently spent some time in Burma, or Myanmar as it's now called, and it was a wonderful experience. I choose to refer to it as Burma after speaking with some people in Burma, asking them, what do they call it? Do they call it Burma or Myanmar? They said they use both. And as someone pointed out to me, it was the government that changed the name, not the people. And as someone who grew up in an English-speaking country and therefore was very aware of the Commonwealth and my education, I guess, occasional conversations too over the years were littered with references to Burma and Burmese and Rangoon. I've decided to use the terminology that has an emotional resonance for me as someone who grew up where Burma meant something and Myanmar is this new fabrication that I find it difficult to relate to. Burma is a country that's only just got its toe in the water in terms of the 21st century, and it reminded me of travelling 39 years ago when I first ventured into the third world, as it was called then. It now seems to be more properly called the developing world. And believe it or not, the country that I first experienced as a third world or developing country was Singapore, which of course these days is anything but. But there were a lot of similarities 39 years later as I wandered around the streets of Yangon or Rangoon in particular. The assault on the senses, the noise, the bustle, the crowds, the dirt, the smells, the poverty, all of which make for fantastic experiences as a traveller, which also mean that life is very hard for those who have to endure the conditions. But given their recent history, you'd have to say the Burmese people are looking reasonably happy and getting on with the job of day-to-day life. There is internet in Burma, but it's slow, it's not particularly reliable, mostly found in places that are designed for tourists. So it is there, but it's not the norm. Before I talk further about the internet and technology, or the lack of, it was really curious to note that a large number of the people who are travelling in Burma are around my age, or even older. Armies of baby boomers, once again exposing themselves to the hardship of travelling in a country that is undeveloped. And I found myself wondering whether or not some of the people who were in my vicinity while I was travelling in Burma may have been in places 39 years ago as 19, 20, 25-year-olds. So the boomers are out there, once again, travelling in large numbers, the way we did way back, perhaps in some kind of quest to discover lost youth or something. I'm not sure on that, but I mean, a significant difference for me was that when I travelled in 1974, you really did live with the people. you stayed in the accommodation that they would stay in, so it was filthy. It may have rats, it had lice, it was really dirty. And these days there are places in Burma for the older traveller, or the traveller with money, to have very comfortable accommodation at the end of the day, so you could retire from the mayhem and the chaos to the peace and quiet and comfort of good accommodation. So that was a significant difference of travelling in similar countries 39 years ago. My smartphone was basically useless. There is a mobile phone network in Burma, but it's limited to inside Burma only. So I basically shut down my smartphone, and I hadn't intended to do this. But as I found myself in a country where most of the people don't live with that ever-present connection to the rest of the world and everyone else, you know, I decided to shut it down for me as well. And for the first time in probably 15 years, I spent a couple of weeks totally disengaged with e-learning and anything to do with professional pursuits, which is what I usually do when I'm traveling. I keep contact with issues and ideas and my networks, and this time I decided not to. And I'd have to say it was a really liberating experience. There's no doubt that if you're not connected to the rest of the world all the time via this handheld device, you are more in tune with the world immediately around you. It seems slower. There's less pressure. It's less frantic. And I'm not saying one's good or bad, or one is better or worse than the other. It's just very different. And I really appreciated the chance just to live as we used to, where it was the people around you and the place you were in, that occupied most of your mental energy. The first full day I had in Yangon was a holiday. It was actually Independence Day, the day they became independent of the British. So it was a public holiday. And wandering around the streets of Yangon that day, I just enjoyed the festive nature of a lot of what was going on. And the streets were full of people doing communal things like playing games. There was soccer in the streets. There were games that involved thongs or flip-flops, stones, chalk on the ground, balloons, bottle tops, really simple and what felt like old world games that the community came out to watch and cheer and all had a sense of shared enjoyment. And you couldn't help but notice the lack of people who were hooked into screens or who had earphones connected to an iPod or other music playing device. Again, not better or worse, just really different. And there were lots of times in Burma when, particularly outside of the cities, you'd look around and the most advanced technology you could see would be a horse and cart. So the horse and cart is still the main method of transport for a large number of people in Burma, and even the ox and cart. Motorbikes are there in great number, but there are lots of times when you could look around and see no cars. So it really was like travelling back in time. It was like the world was 40 years ago. I'd just like to mention one particular place, a place called Bagan, which on a plain that's maybe, I don't know, 5 to 8 kilometres square, there are something in the vicinity of 3,400 temples that were built between the 11th and 14th centuries. And there they stand as sentinels on this dusty plain, often in amongst farming land, and you're free to wander at will from temple to temple, enjoying what really is a sacred place and a World Heritage listed site. And it was one of those times when you can't help but feel the power of a place where so much energy and time and resources were devoted to creating things that are connected to the spiritual life. And I found myself sitting one night looking at these shapes on the horizon, thanking the ancients and wondering if they had any idea that in the 11th century, when they were constructing these things, that people like me would be coming along almost 1,000 years later to gaze at these things in wonder and appreciate the deeds of people long ago. There's a lot more I could say, but I think the lasting impact of Burma is that sense of being more closely connected with the present and the time and place and the people that are immediately around you because of the lack of connecting technology. It was a real treat.